who is a Deka. You need not take him to be the Lord or God. You need not take him to be the avatar or anything. He doesn't want you to take him to be anything. All that he wants you to just remember him, that he had come in your midst for the sake of his love for us. And if it happens, or if it is possible, or if you think best, well, he came for his love for us. It is but natural that, well, when somebody approaches you with good and great feelings, would you say, get out from me? Would you do that in the world? Jeff?
No.
You'll approach him, yeah. Even if you are not in a mood, you'll say, you'll put a smile and you'll shake hands. And so all that he needs is, he comes in our midst for the sake of his love for us. All that he expects is just return that little love. Remember me, that's all. Nothing more is expected of us. We don't want, he doesn't want us to revere him as God and this and that, nothing. He is the very fact, he is the very being of your being. He doesn't need all these things. He doesn't want anything of that. Why should he want? Because he is the very being of our being. All that he wants us is to remember him and reflect the love, which I call it return the love that he has given us. That's all. That's what he told us. There's a fine story. Two ladies had come to Guru Prasad, and they were there and seated there, strangers and all that. And they were there, and then Baba, after a while, after an hour or so of darshan programs, turned to them and said, is there anything that you wish to ask? Do you want to ask anything? And so they were shy, and so they didn't say, no, they shook their head. And Baba turned towards others, and then the thing went on and all that. When people are told to disperse now, Baba again turns to them and says, don't hesitate to ask anything that you have in your mind. So one of the ladies chirps in and says, Baba, I have been here and watching you. I have been hearing that people revere you as God incarnate. And they express their love and devotion and adoration. I've seen it. But is it all right if I were to take you to be my friend? So Baba says, yeah. It is perfectly right. Not just a friend, the best friend. I am your best friend. Well, that's true. I am God. That's all. Take him to be anything. I still remember the day I was a kid, hardly, I think, 10 years old. Yeah, because the next year Baba came to our home. And my father, for the first time, Baba is at our place in Nagpur, at our house, home. My father is taking him around the garden. My father was an orthodox Zoroastrian. Because of my mother, well, he came to Baba also, revered him, respected him in so short. So father is taking great interest that Baba has come and he's showing him the property and this and the garden and all that. And I am following Baba and my father in the garden. And Baba is admiring the flowers and Baba is admiring the borders and the pots and this and that. And fine. And all of a sudden Baba stops there and turns. There was a rock lying there. And he turns to my father and says that if you were to love the rock as something special, that love flows to me. I am that. That's all.
Something what?
If you were to love that rock, has a special, if you have a special love for that rock, yeah, that love flows to me. I am that.
In other words, when you love anything,
yeah,
him, right?
He is love incarnate. Yes. Yeah, what is needed is nothing, just love. Love him. Finish. Love anything, anybody. He is nothing other than that. He is not human. He is not God. What is God after all? Is nothing but love. Another word is love. The very being of your being. Is the existence infinite and eternal, and that is love. What exists? Why all these universes and all this is just... Do they have any foundation? It's just suspended. Everything is suspended. Yes. Our very life is suspended. We don't know what's going to happen the next moment. But there is that fact that the force of love is there. It's all that. The affinity. Attraction. This, that. It's all continuing to uphold one another. And it flows from the source. It's such a simple thing. All that he wants us is to return that love. It all began with that love. Ludas, you know how it all began, what Baba said? You haven't read any Baba book, you see. Only little stories of rabbits and hens and cocks and all that. Yeah, she wants just little good stories, you know. How Baba loved the animals, the horses. It all began, he said, because of love. All the wars are because of love. There is a song that Francis has created because Baba would say these things in Stay with God or something like that. Is there in Stay with God? Because of love. Every time the refrain is because of love, because of love.
In Dust I Sing.
In Dust I Sing there is a, yeah, song is there. That's what he said. That when I got the first urge, why did I get the first urge? What has happened? So he said that I being infinite, eternal existence, the very source of love, love itself, well, cannot be defined, but at least you can have the imagination of existence. You exist, isn't it? There is being, your amness, am, being, exist. So I am infinite and eternal existence. And there's none besides, there's none. And being, love itself, what to do? You just imagine, he says, if you are an entity, and if you are the overlord over all this, at least take the planet itself, and you are all by yourself, and there's nobody to share your joy, there's nobody to share your feelings of love or anything of the sort, how would you feel? Nothing. What is there? But what happened is that being love itself, love needed to be shared, love needed to be loved, love needed to be loving. Now there is nobody besides me, what to do? So he tells us that you won't understand, but the situation was that love needed to be loved, love needed to flow, love needed to be loving. Now, under the circumstance, there is none to be loved, there is none where the love should flow, because I am existence, infinite, eternal. There is no place to flow for anything, nothing can be, there is nowhere. And I found myself to be in a sort of a divine dilemma. But the strong urge was there, because the very trait, very nature of love is to be loved and be loving. So I found out a way. I began to imagine somebody other than myself, something other than myself. Played that game of solitaire, he used the word that. You know, you play when you are all lonely and nobody is there, on your own you create partners and you play the game. I started playing that. What happened with the starting of the game is, it started with existence, infinite, eternal, playing that game of solitaire. It carried with it the stamp of existence. So, whatever I imagined began to exist. And with that stamp of existence, it all had the traits of the infinite. The amness is there, power is there, bliss is there, but it's converted now into happiness and joy and all that. And it goes on. So you all are nothing but the product of my imagination, because I wanted to share my love with you. So now that I come again and again, is to beg to return that love to me. Yeah, to give response to that love to me. That's all I want. So there should be, because it's fair that love should be shared. That's all. The whole thing revolves around that.
When Prabhupada was Lord Jesus, he had two commandments. One, love me. Two, love each other.
Yeah. That's good.
But first he created the world, and then after he created the persons, the human beings?
No, the world was got transmuted into persons also. It's the evolution. We are nothing. Our ancestry is gas. Yeah, and then we evolved into human beings. See that chart that is there? Gradually, then we became human, and then we became divine. And the expression of love became more and more powerful, which we now call love. We don't know why it is. Suppose if you sow a seed, why is it that the shoots come up and the roots go down? Why not the roots come up and shoots go down?
Baba said the roots of the tree are its head.
Pardon?
Listen, God speaks. The roots of the tree are the head, and the branches are the feet.
Feet, yeah. It's upside down. But why is it like that? The roots go down and the shoots come up, you see. Nobody knows that, but that's how it is. It is, that's the way, that's how it is. So whatever it is, there is no explanation for that.
Could it be that the feet are the most sacred part of the body?
That is what Baba has, not only Baba, but time and again in each advent he has emphasized that fact. His being that comes in our midst is the highest of the high. He has himself told us here. He is so vast and so infinite that it's impossible for us, the puny creatures, to ever reach him. But we do have an approach to him. And that approach are his feet. Yeah. So the feet are so important. If you have the feet, you have the whole of him. So that's why it is important and imperative for us all to hold on to his feet. That's why amongst the Indians or in the East, the dominance is given to the feet. They may not have the statue of any master or advent, but they'll have the feet. Have the feet and we have the whole of him. We can't dare to have him because he is the highest of the high. And we are so puny, we can't even do. All that we can reach is the huge feet that we can see, that's all. That's how it is. That is the concept. And concept behind it all is just that.